by Gary Walco and produced by Emma Kingsley. Tomorrow evening, Emmy van Deurzen brings the series to a close by putting herself on her existential psychotherapist's couch and reflecting on how these ideas affect her life and work. That's the essay tomorrow night on BBC Radio 3 at the same time, 10:45. Stay tuned. Nick Luscombe is here in just a second with Thursday's Late Junction.
Decisions that shape our towns, suburbs and cities, building by building, are made not by globe-trotting star architects, but by men and women we rarely hear on radio.
The architectural critic Jonathan Glancy investigates who shapes the buildings around us.
Council planners, project managers, developers.
I remember one developer in the very early days saying, actually, if that's what the council wants to do here, we're not coming. We know what our customers want. We'll give them that. You've got it wrong.
The Politics of Architecture on BBC Radio 4, next Tuesday morning at 9.
This is BBC Radio 3 on 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's exactly 11 o'clock and time to welcome Nick Luscombe for Thursday's Late Junction.
Thank you very much. And we start the show with music from Delicatessen. Welcome to Lake Junction with me, Nick Luscombe, and we started off the show with music from the 1991 French science fiction horror comedy film. It's got it all, isn't it? Delicatessen, and the end title music composed by Carlos D'Alessio. Coming up tonight, my final show for a couple of weeks, more panpipes, more sci-fi music, plus some blues folk from Nick Drake. We've got some games music from Jessica Curry and a track from the recently reissued Peter Broderick album. And we just heard music from Otis Trio, representing the new breed of jazz musicians in Brazil, with that track Montag's Dream. A next incredible new music from Eska. The unique voice of Esker with Red from the forthcoming debut EP Gatekeeper, produced by Dave Okumu from Mercury Prize nominated lead singer of The Invisible. And the EP also features two tracks from Matthew Herbert. And Esker's actually playing in London at the Barbican Centre tomorrow night, and she's playing on the 11th of December at St Pancras Old Church. We're live, obviously, so feel free to tweet at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction. You can email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. And a track now from a really lovingly crafted new compilation, Mountains of Tongues, Musical Dialects from the Caucasus, which includes new recordings of songs in languages that have rarely been caught on tape from this really unique region, the crossroads of Europe and Asia, I guess. And here's a song from Sergo Kamilov, an 85-year-old ethnic Armenian musician living in Tbilisi, Georgia.
Gerani pesarero vano Birgiya, teçesegiya, teçha.
Çargiya.
Çargiya. Muğamar çargiya.
Thank you.
The Underwater Soundscape of Slothing by Pause from the Distance EP. And before that, Jessica Curry from Amnesia, A Machine for Pigs, which is a survival horror video game developed by the Chinese Room. That track, Clockwork Soul. And also played you music from Peter Broderick, who's worked with M Ward and Danish band Efterklang. And he's also made some of my favourite music over the past few years as a solo artist. Broken Patterns, the track I played you from his recently reissued debut album Float, which has also been remastered by Niels Fram. Music for Zen Meditation Knife from the 1964 album by jazz clarinetist Tony Scott, featuring mostly improvised music by Scott and fellow musicians Shinichi Yuize and Hozan Yamamoto. This is The Murmuring Sound of the Mountain Stream. Thank you.
Saturday sun came early one morning in a sky so clear and blue. Saturday sun came without warning. No one knew what to do. Saturday sun brought people and faces, but didn't seem much in their day. When I remember those people and places, they were really too good in their way, in their way, in their way. About stories with reason and rhyme, circling through your brain. And think about people in their season. Turning again and again and again and again. But Saturday sun has turned to Sunday. Saturday sun and wept for a day gone by.
Saturday Sun from Five Leaves Left, featuring Danny Thompson on bass, Tristan Fry on drums, vibraphone and the voice and piano, of course, Nick Drake. And there's a new book which I've been reading recently called Nick Drake Dreaming England, written by Nathan Wiseman Trous. And Nathan will be at Fitzwilliam College in Cambridge next Thursday to talk about his book. And before that, The Murmuring Sound of the Mountain Stream from, I think it's fair to say, the very first New Age record, Tony Scott's Music for Zen Meditation from 1964. Now back up to date to 2013, Montreal-based producer Mike Silver, otherwise known as CFCF, from his latest album Outside, and this excellent cover of Bonnie Prince Billy's Strange Form of Life. Thank you. That's taken from Art Music by award-winning British saxophonist, composer, conductor and record producer John Hull, performed by the Doric String Quartet. A soundtrack inspired by the paintings of Lucian Freud, David Hockney, Francis Bacon, John Craxton and John O'Connor. Tomorrow, Norwegian trumpeter Niels Petter Molvær is performing at King's Place alongside visual artist Tord Knudsen as part of a series of concerts curated by Fiona Talkington called Scene Norway, and it's part two of that particular thing that takes place at King's Place. Here's a track from Niels Petter's 1997 ECM release, Kummer. This is Fum. Well, believe it or not, that's a panpipe connected track performed by Ernesto Cavour and Juan Carlos Cordero, with a recording made for BBC Radio 3's Baroque Spring Season earlier this year, in fact recorded on New Year's Day 2013 at Cavour's Museum of Musical Instruments in La Paz, Bolivia, which is the world's highest capital city. Cordero also features in Rumiato, requested by Pete in Southsea, so I hope you enjoy that one, Pete, and we kind of connected into your request there. Before that, I really hope you've enjoyed the science fiction music on Late Junction over the past couple of weeks. It certainly made me want to revisit the actual films and TV shows themselves. I played the main title from Terminator 2 by American film music composer Brad Fidel from 1991. And also, yeah, another request from Gary Renforth, going back to when we had our sort of organ music theme, so back in September. But that works on both levels, organ music and science fiction. The opening music to UFO, the TV series by prolific British composer Barry Gray, or the music anyway. And don't forget, when I'm back on Late Junction in a couple of weeks' time, I'll be featuring prog rock. Yeah, it's been confirmed, and symphonic rock as well. So feel free to start emailing and tweeting those requests now. Now, here's a newly reconstructed motet by Thomas Tallis, his Liberanos, sung by the choral group Contrapunctus, directed by Owen Rees.
Is it right, my love? Is it right? Are you happy inside your eyes? Can't you see your lover fall apart in her silk threads? In time, the hunter will find the trail.
Sure of longing to be on the open Thank you.
You can find that on an album called Funky Dervish, the new record by Israeli-born percussionist and composer Yinon Mualem, and that track, Hijaz Oud Taksimi. And before that, violinist, guitarist and singer-songwriter Joan Vassar, otherwise known as Jonas Policewoman, the single from her 2008 To Survive album, which featured the vocals of Rufus Wainwright on that track, To America. And another release now in the excellent Collision Detection series from Front and Follow Records with Volume 3 featuring this track by The Lord, great title, Parliamentary Crampons. Thank you. Well, that's Vaporware 04 from Plays B Mask from one of Italy's finest producers, Donato Dozzi. And, well, many thanks for listening to me, Nick Luscombe, here on BBC Radio 3 Late Junction. Like I said, I'll be back in a few weeks. Meanwhile, I'll leave you with music from a 1996 Mo Wax release, the label founded by James Lavelle, who's just been announced as this year, oh, actually next year's South Bank Centre Meltdown Festival director from DJ Shadow. This is Midnight in a Perfect World.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. One of the 2012 BBC proms that left the strongest impression on me was the Aldborough World Orchestra conducted by Sir Mark Elder, especially for Elder's individual shaping of the music. To come here, Stravinsky's Rite of Spring, the Adagio from Mahler's 10th Symphony, and the prom set off with Benjamin Britten's Sinfonia da Requiem. Britten, in his mid-twenties, writing, in effect, a memorial to his parents. Three movements, the lamenting march of the first, the Lacrimosa, leading to a high-speed Dies Irae, a wild dance of death, which then disintegrates into a final consoling Requiem Aeternam.